Hello and welcome to Out in the Bay, gay radio from San Francisco. I'm Marilyn Pittman. Not since Showtime's The L Word almost a decade ago have lesbians had much entertainment directed at them. Maybe it's because gay characters and themes are more integrated into mainstream culture. But maybe it's because it's hard to raise money for women-produced and women-themed films, given that Hollywood is still a very male-dominated industry. But with the advent of online viewing and cheaper technology for filmmaking, some projects are getting made, and my guest is the writer-director of one of them, actually of many of them. Shot in 5 days, mostly on a bed. Stay tuned. With a lot of improv from the actors, the film is Anatomy of a Love Scene. It was featured at Outfest, the Los Angeles Gay Film Fest, and Reeling Film Festival in Chicago, also an LGBT festival. Marina Rice Bader, welcome to Out in the Bay.
Thank you, Marilyn. I'm very happy to be here with you, looking into your beautiful brown eyes.
Now, don't flirt with me. This is radio.
I can't help it.
The movie is a film within a film. You play yourself in the film.
I do.
Well, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me how you conceived of this project.
Well, I actually had this idea rolling around in the back of my head, and my big issue in life is true love. It's the bane of my existence, and it's something that I never have been able to wrap my head around, adult love. So I knew that I wanted that to really be the theme of the film and get real about it, you know, the movie is brutal in certain parts. But
between these two actresses.
Oh, my gosh.
And they have had a painful breakup.
Yes. They fell in love during the filming of a love scene. There were two actors I was the director. My character was the director. They fell in love, mad, passionate, soulmate kind of love. And that's the love that I'm interested in. And 5 months later, one of them walked away. Boom, broadcast deal in the works. We need the love scene reshot without the nudity. And my character has to bring these two actresses back together, not only in the same room, but in the same bed. Now, how often have people walked away from true love, never to deal with it or be seen again? And what would happen if every single one of these people had to get in bed with each other and actually face each other and touch each other? What would happen?
Well, now, Marina, you're talking about actors, though, too. So, you know, that's the world of pretend.
Yep.
But you're saying, I think what your idea is that it pushes these actors and your actors in the film, the characters who play the actors,
yes,
it pushes them to have to really see what kind of chops they can come up with to pretend to do the scene.
Oh, they were phenomenal.
They were.
They were phenomenal.
I should tell people that Anatomy of a Love Scene is showing tomorrow, or not tomorrow, but Saturday night, November 1st, at the Brava Theater Center. We try to support Brava. They do a lot of very interesting projects with women and women artists. Brava Theater Center is in San Francisco's Mission District. That's Saturday, November 1st, and for more, you can go to brava.org. Check it out. It'll be you.
Yes, myself.
The
actor, the cast members.
And
we
some
have
music.
We have Sarah Smith, the phenomenal Canadian singer-songwriter who's got two songs in the film. She's going to be there. She's going to perform. Afterwards, we have a party with DJ Christina. I want to dance with you ladies, so come.
All right, so that's brava.org to find out more about that. So here you are. You're going to do a lot of improv because you have to do this film in 30 days.
Yes, from conception to in the can, which
and
means final production. Because actually I wanted to film for the festivals this summer, and that was my goal, and I didn't decide that until the end of December. And in order to make it happen, the film needed to be finished by the end of January.
So you're a person who thrives on that kind of adrenaline?
It was the most phenomenal challenge that I gave myself, and I'm happy to say I got the most amazing crew, wonderful actresses, and we all did it together. It was truly a collaborative effort.
It was a five-day shoot.
5 days for a full feature film.
90-minute film, 5-day shoot, and you're not doing well. Storyboards, or it's just
we actually 15 pages
of script. How does that look?
It was actually a 15-page outline that was not completed until 3 days before we started shooting. So my DP was a little up in arms about that, but it was wonderful. We did do a shot list for the film. We spent 10 hours doing a shot list. We had 2 weeks of pre-production, and it was one of those things where the story was so compelling and so interesting to the actors, and I thought it was also exciting to bring an audience behind the scenes on a film set, because that's a world most people don't get to visit.
Right, so the film takes place on a film set.
Yes, it does.
You're in it as the director, and there's all the people in it. You've got all these talented filmmakers from AFI.
Yes, our cast.
The American Film Institute.
Our crew was our crew.
Right.
My lovely Kieran, who played the token dude, you know, the guy with the curly hair, he was actually my first in the film as well as on the set. So it was an incredible way to make a film, honestly.
What are some of the difficult parts of doing? I know that Larry David with Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I know Woody Allen, they both do a lot of improv with actors.
They do.
They keep a lot of those takes in the film because they have that freshness. At the same time, I know that it can't be easy because the dialogue changes every time you shoot it.
Right. I know. It's exciting because you never know what's coming, and you really are forced to be real and in the moment. That's exactly what I wanted. Also, at the beginning of this movie, I thought I want to direct from inside the movie. I had no idea what that meant because originally I was going to cast my character. But then it got to be one too many layers of for me. I'm like, how am I going to direct a character to play a director directing actors in an improvised film? It was you know, something that I couldn't quite handle. So I just jumped in there myself.
Let's listen to a piece of it. You're listening to Out in the Bay. I'm Marilyn Pittman. My guest is Marina Rice Bader. She's the writer and director of a new feature film, Anatomy of a Love Scene. It's showing at the Brava Theater Center November 1st. Go to brava.org to find out more. So this is called Love Quote, this particular clip from the film of dialogue. Let's set that up.
One of my favorites. You can actually see it in the trailer as well. When I was doing my research for this film, I found one quote that really struck me. And so I gave it to the character of Anne, Magic Anne, in the movie that everyone falls in love with. And this is what she did with it.
And anything worth doing in life requires taking a risk.
You're right.
It does. If you stay in your comfort zone, you never get anywhere.
I'm going to be in it. I want to be in your project. You got me in.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I share a quote
please.
With you?
Did you write it?
I didn't. I found it in part of my research for the movie, but I'd love to read it to you.
Oh, please.
Love is largely self-generated, and falling in love is a process Stendhal calls crystallization. Before you fall in love, you see the other person as a bare branch. As you fall, you coat him or her with jeweled attractions about 80% of your own making.
That's
I don't know, it seemed pertinent, it seemed relevant. Sorry, I just...
No, it's great. What does it mean to you?
Well, love is so interesting, you know. I think that 80% of what exists between two people is sort of put on, and everything else in between is what's real. And idealization or anger, whatever it is, and it's the thing in between, that thing that is just absolutely inherent, that is the truth. And it's about going for that gut level thing.
Beautiful. It's a piece from the film Anatomy of a Love Scene. The director, Marina Rice Bader, is my guest here on Out in the Bay. It's got so much tension and so much intimacy and sort of a lot of quiet in it, in parts. Of course, it explodes later, and we'll get to that. But
it's in those quiet moments that you really...
It's pensive.
Yes, it is.
It's very pensive.
And I am an appreciator of European film because they actually allow those moments to breathe. And here in the U.S., it's like, boom, 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 let's move it along.
But
it's in some of those moments where you see these actresses' faces and you can see the world of pain and
emotion
that they're going through.
Right.
Exactly. No words are necessary.
Of course, it's a lesbian film, so it's, of course, going to be about love. The drama and the sexual and the... Did you want it to be this erotic?
Yes. Of course I did. Anatomy of a Love Scene. And love scenes are very hard to direct, by the way. So I also wanted to bring that aspect into it because I don't, people watch a love scene and they go, oh, or they're turned on, or they're excited, or they think it's beautiful, or they, whatever they think, they don't think about the work that goes, you know, that what happens behind the scenes on a love scene. And so I thought that would be another colorful little.
Right. To show us it being made.
Exactly.
As a film.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The film within a film we're talking about here. And then let's hear a little bit more. There's another clip that you have called Your Happy Ending. Where does this happen in the film? Where are we in there, really? Is it the two characters? There's three characters. There's you, and there's four, but there's really the two women who are the central
interest. My character, who is the director, is driving this whole day. And one of the actresses, who she's sort of taken under her wing, makes a discovery partway through the film and is considering not going on with the day. And this is Kara, the director, my character, trying to accomplish her own goal for the day, which is to get these two back together. And
so she can make her film.
So love can actually win. Kara is very jaded about love. She's never been in love, never experienced love, but this is the closest she's ever been to it. And she actually helped create it because she introduced these two ladies on the set.
So this is another piece from the film, and this is the cut is called Your Happy Ending.
We're not going to make this day if people keep hiding in rooms all day.
Look, think about this. Where did you first fall in love? Where did you first fall in love? In the movie. In the love scene. I saw it. We all saw it. You were right there, and you switched from Ellie to Zoe, and she switched from Jordan to Mal at the same time. And I got that, and I cannot tell you how many times I watched it. I'm sorry. I know we talked about this. We weren't going to get emotional, but listen. I want you to go out there, and I want you to get in bed with the love of your life and just take a shot at a happy ending. Just try, okay? Can you just please try?
It's like in the 70s and 80s, Marina, we called it dyke drama. Mm. And this is like hot L-word dyke drama. It's very, I compare it to L-word because they're beautiful.
Yes, they are.
They're stunning.
Yeah.
They're thin. They're young. They're stunning. I mean, come on,
yes,
it's pretty.
It's
got that Showtime hotness to it.
It does. And, you know, I have to say, in casting, I opened it up to so many people. I interviewed so many different types of women. And these two, when they came together, just made magic. I mean, really and truly. So, yes, they're beautiful. They're thin. They're tall. But I'm not going to get into reverse discrimination and not cast the right people for the film because they happen
that.
To be hot. So,
but it's just a different era.
But it's, you know what? Let's face it, too. I mean,
it's Hollywood. People want to see pretty people. This is the thing a lot of lesbian feminists may not agree with or you know,
oh,
get
they
mad
won't.
About.
And I've heard from them.
But the truth is that as just regular people, audience members, we want to see pretty people.
You do. I know.
It's
I know.
Nice. We like to see it.
I know.
I don't know.
Especially in bed. And, you know,
the rest
naked.
Of us are schlubby and well. It's nice to see pretties. I don't know.
Well, you know what? It adds to the sort of beautiful fantasy world that films create as well.
Yes.
It's like, who doesn't want to be in bed with either one of these two?
Really? I mean, look at, it's just, so I don't have a problem with that at all. But I do think that it has been a long time. It has been since the L Word, almost 10 years ago, that there's been any kind of enough product, really, of lesbian films. It's just such a small segment of the market.
It is so tough.
How do you make any money at this thing?
That's the question. I've dedicated this last third of my life to making these films, and every day I hope I can pay next month's rent.
Right.
And I am not messing with you here.
I believe you.
You know, it's the truth, but I'm so passionate about telling women's stories. You know, even though it's you know, two women are in the romantic leads in the films, and I consider myself a filmmaker for women, not just lesbians. Mm-hmm. But I'm so intrigued by women in love. It fascinates me beyond anything I can actually explain.
Well, let me ask you a gossipy question. Are these actors gay?
Jill is bisexual. The first relationship, and we just talked about this. She's cool with me talking about it. The first relationship.
The blonde.
The brunette. I mean, the redhead was the
redhead.
First relationship she ever had was with a woman. And she can go either way.
I see.
Sharon is straight, and married.
Very good at good acting.
They just loved each other. They had wonderful chemistry right from the beginning. They were both super comfortable with each other. And they're professionals.
You're listening to Out in the Bay. I'm Marilyn Pittman. My guest is Marina Rice Bader. She's the writer and director of a new feature film, Anatomy of a Love Scene. It's showing at the Brava Theater Center in the Mission District here in San Francisco this Saturday. And you can go to brava.org to find out more. Let's go back a little bit and talk about these lesbian audiences. What do you think that lesbian audiences are looking for? And does it break down for you in terms of demographics? There's the boomer lesbians who are sort of more of kind of come out of the lesbian feminist tradition, and then there's the sort of L-word 30 and 40-something type ladies.
Well,
I'm just wondering how you see marketing this, and who do you think it's for, and what do you think they want?
That's an interesting question. and if I really try to answer that question, I'll make myself nuts, because quite honestly, I can't just make a film that's going to make everybody happy. It's not going to happen. I've already heard, okay, why are your leads beautiful? Why are they, this is not what lesbians look like. And I'm like, what? Lesbians look like...
Well, we live in a Yelp era, too, where everybody gets to say everything they think, and they think it's important.
Oh, my gosh. This is my first real experience with people wanting to put their two cents in. And it's like, dude, if you don't, you love the movie, you don't love the movie, that's fine. But go out and make a movie and then come and talk to me.
It's up to the audience to decide what they like and don't like.
The
problem now is that as artists, we have to listen to what everybody thinks about it.
Oh, I know there's no, the comments are there.
You have to have a thicker skin than ever before.
You cannot engage.
You just cannot engage.
Because a lot of people are just unhappy and
they want
to just speak out. They don't, true love has not happened for them. It makes them angry to actually see something. And I've gotten a few comments that have made me wonder of, what these folks are actually going through. And there's so many times when I've actually wanted to reply and say, I am so sorry that you are unhappy right now.
You can't do it.
But the good news is the majority of the people understand what the film is about.
That's true.
And they get that it's actually something deeper than just a lesbian love story. It really and truly is. It gets down to the nitty gritty of what love is and is not. Yeah, exactly. And all the colors of it, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I mean, it's, but yes, dyke drama, lesbian drama.
Let's listen to the last clip we have from the film.
Oh, boy.
The film is Anatomy of a Love Scene. My guest is Marina Rice Bader. Her film will be showing at the Brava Center here in the city November 1st. Go to brava.org. I'm Marilyn Pittman, just by the way, in case you had forgotten that.
Or who could
just
forget,
tuning in.
Marilyn?
I don't know. Let's listen to one more piece. This is, set it up for me.
This is towards the end of the film where the character of Zoe confronts the woman who left her and says, tell me what happened, because I deserve to know.
Zoe. Look, I'm sorry. Oh, look at me.
I don't know. Mm. Don't do that, please.
Zoe. Zoe, I want to have this conversation. I really do, but does it...
You know what, actually? I came here today excited to see you, nervous to see you. And you know what? Now that I'm with you right now, and you're having moments of fun with me, I'm actually standing right here outside of myself, protecting myself, and finding myself being really angry. And I have no idea why you walked out and gave me no explanation. So you know what? I really want you to start talking right now and give me the explanation that I deserve.
As a good person. Who loves you.
You really want to do this here?
Yeah, I do. Because I deserve that.
Okay. Okay. You're right.
That is an excerpt from Anatomy of a Love Scene, the film we're talking about here with the director Marina Rice Bader on Out in the Bay. There's, I mean, it goes on. There's this
huge this was yelling and blaming. This is literally the beginning.
It was like any couple of any stripe, the same sort of fighting. It's your, if you, and pointing and blaming and interrupting and
I'm telling
and the FUs
you,
and
the crap
it goes on.
That gets in the way of what actually is underneath. And I have lived through this myself, which is why all this is has been put out into
haven't
the
we
world.
All, really?
Yeah. Well, you know, I did have a true soulmate love, and it completely was decimated by circumstance and letting all the crap come in to your world, you know? And so I know of what I speak.
Mm-hmm. I see that. I hear that. Let's talk a little bit about how hard it is and has been for you to make, look, the lesbian market, such as it is, and I think that this could be definitely appealing to beyond lesbians. It could be a gay market, it could be the LGBT in general, but also mainstream, because it is about love, because it does have universal themes, et cetera. And
yes.
It seems to me that it's hard, though, when it is a lesbian thing, themed movie, to raise those funds. And yet you have this opportunity now, you have it online for $5.
Exactly.
Which is an amazing thing. Louis C.K. started, you know, has sort of pioneered some of that.
Yes.
Some of the comics have done that.
And Joss Whedon.
And you've got this opportunity now to produce it cheaper and go direct to consumer instead of having to do the distribution deals. What's that process been like for you? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I wanted to try something different with this film as far as distribution. And quite honestly, I saw it as an experiment, directly between myself and my audience. If I made a film and made it available to them immediately, what would happen? You know, no one has to wait. Everyone in the world can watch it at the same time. Typically with distribution, the U.S. gets it 3 months later, you know, Europe gets it, and the third world countries, heaven only knows when that's going to happen. And so
get it on their phone.
I don't like the disparity there. We had so many people on the last two films that are like, when can we see it? When can we see it? And it was such a drag. And so I thought, well, let me try this. Let me put it out there. $5, brand new film, see what happens, see if I get support from the audience. And in general, I've been completely thrilled and happy. It's just, you know, myself, it's hard to get out to, you know, the entire world to let them know that the film is out there. Joss Whedon can release a new film on Vimeo and it's big news, like everywhere.
Right.
I do it. And, you know, I've got an uphill battle from day one. I mean, and I've been like running and running, carrying this big giant boulder over my shoulder, trying to get people to even be aware of the fact that the film exists. But I have to say, the people who have been very, very happy with it.
And here at Out in the Bay, you have the opportunity. Look, where are you going to get a half an hour interview from some other show?
Only
public radio show.
No, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. And so here you are on Out in the Bay, worldwide, et cetera, streaming at klw.org. And then we archive it for on-demand listening and podcasts on our website, Out in the Bay.
You know, what I would really like to say, I'd like to take an opportunity to just talk to the audience directly for a moment and let them know that we indie filmmakers or artists or singer-songwriters, we put our life's blood into creating these projects for ourselves, for our audience directly. And it would be phenomenal if the audience could actually just take a moment and see it from the artist's point of view and take a moment to support your favorite artist, whether it's a singer, songwriter, you know, buy, legally download their song, legally, you know, rent the film, my film, and support. It's $5 and it allows me to go on and make another film and actually be able to provide you with the content that you are sorely lacking.
And I have to say, Marina, that I think that's been one of the cool things about the lesbian community in particular over the many years that I've been part of the community and all the lesbian festivals that we've done, that women do support other women when they show up and they buy the CDs and they buy the things. And so there is a, especially in the gay communities as well, people go to the film festivals, they support gay artists. We do support our own, I think, in the LGBT communities. And yet it's always a good thing to remind people of that artists are trying, now that we can get direct to consumer, you're not supporting the middleman. You're with the $5, it goes to the filmmakers.
Right. It does.
And that's an important thing.
Well, 90% of the $5.
Well, you know what I mean.
I do.
It's a heck of a lot more.
But it's an interesting thing to be on this side of it when you're working for a year and a half, sometimes 2 years, you know, on a traditional film.
Sure.
You're giving that much time and energy. And then someone once, you know, sends you an email and say, where can I download your movie for free? It's like, wait a second. Don't you understand that this is how I live? You just want people. I feel like I want to have an education seminar for an audience. But I have to say the lesbian audience has been so lovely and wonderful and supportive.
Well, they're hungry too to be represented and to see themselves
so much. And that's what I do. That's all that I do.
It's great. My guest is Marina Rice Bader. She is the director and writer of the film, largely improvised and shot in 5 days. Anatomy of a Love Scene, and it is going to be shown at the Mission District Brava Theater Center this Saturday, November 1st. You can go to brava.org. They're going to have music. They're going to have the actors. Marina's going to be there. It's going to be kind of a huge wild party.
It's going to be a party. It's going to be really fun.
What kind of fun parties do lesbians get to have very often in this city? Not that many.
Just come and do it all and rock out with Sarah Smith and, you know, dance and just have fun. It's just a fun night out.
Brava.org is where you go to, and you can also go to Vimeo.com and watch it online. But Brava.org is where you go. And we want to support our fine friends at the Brava Theater Center. They do a lot of work. They present a lot of women artists' work, and we want to support them here in our community here in San Francisco. And if you're ever in San Francisco, look it up, Brava.org, and check it out. Well, I wish you success on Saturday, and good luck with the film. You got November 4th is the wide release date.
Yes, it is. Gravitas Ventures, which is a wonderful distribution company, approached me after, you know, my successful one platform distribution, said, well, we think we can help you take it to a wider audience. And I said, come on, because I need a hand. And so I'm very excited. We're going to be on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, YouTube. I mean, lots of telco and cable networks, 100 million homes will be available in.
Good.
So, yeah, it's pretty exciting stuff.
It's very exciting. And the film is really enjoyable. And
oh, thank you.
And it's, you know, it's painful.
I know it is.
And it's sexy.
I've felt the pain.
I don't know.
I know.
That sounds pretty good to me. It's Saturday night.
It is a very sexy movie, I do have to say.
It is. All right. So, well, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you coming by.
Thank you, Marilyn, for inviting me. I really appreciated that.
Again, brava.org for Saturday night. My guest was Marina Rice Bader, the film Anatomy of a Love Scene. You've been listening to Out in the Bay. It's a weekly show about gay life from San Francisco. Our show streams and is on the air every Thursday at 7 p.m. We're the Gay Terry Gross. A lot of you may think we're funded by KALW. Well, we are when it comes to in-kind studio time and production support and engineers. But the financial support comes directly from you, our listeners, individual people like Brad Payton and Richard Merck of Portola Valley. Well, see, they hope that their donation, besides making them famous for a few minutes while I say their names, will inspire others. Such as you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. To support what we do now for 10 years running, we'll be thanking those friends of the program who participated in that and in our give out day last May in the coming weeks and months. Yeah, make a donation. Get yourself on the air. It's easy. Go to our website, outinthebay.com or outinthebay.org. We've got all the bases covered. You just click on the word donate. That's right at the top of the site. Follow through. Or, hey, if you're old school or just living under a rock, you can send a check to Out in the Bay, care of KALW, 500 Mansell, Mansell Street, 94134. You can also check out our Playing Favorites page. We put up a dozen of our best shows over the last 8 years. Ang Lee, Sylvester, John Waters, many more. You can podcast it. You can download it. You can listen on demand. And while you're doing that, you can make that tax-deductible contribution. Help support Out in the Bay. Thank you. Joe and Mara's our engineer tonight. Out of the Bay is produced by Eric Jansen and me. I'm Marilyn Pittman. Thanks for joining me. Thank you.